Luluni Mesechtes Megillah Daf Dalad Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, "V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Noshim Chayoves Mimikri Megillah, Noshim Achayev in the reading of the Megillah, She'afin Haya Ba'isa Hanes. They also were there Ba'isa Hanes. Shaila and the Rishaynim, if Haya Ba'isa Hanes, Taisus brings the Rishbam that they facilitated the Nes through Esther, but the Parshim Shan is, Taisus brings from the Yishalmi, that they were also Ba'isa Sakana, they also were on the Sakana, they also benefited from the Nes. So Rishaynim discussed, could Nashim be Maitzi Anashim? Taisus says, Mikan Mashim Shanashim Mitzias Asachayim Midei Chavasa, Midloi Kama Lashmaya Mikr Megillah. Since it doesn't say Lashmaya Mikr Megillah, it says Bimikr Megillah, it sounds like they're reading the Megillah, not just listening to the Megillah. So if they're reading the Megillah, it sounds like they can be Maitzi Achayim Midei Chavasa. And then he says, "Achinah nasha be'erichin abeizim and aleph." The Kama Kol Kshem Likrius in Megillah. The Parach Kol Kshem Lasuyinai. U'mashanin Lasuyin Oshim. U'mash Malaitzi Afilu Anoshim. The Gemara Erichin seems to say this. The Gemara says, "Kol Kshem Likrius in Megillah." To read the Megillah, and it says, "Kol Lasuyinai," and it says, "Lasuyin Oshim." So if they're reading the Megillah, it sounds like they can be Maitzi Anoshim also. Rashi in Erichin Nav Gimel says it very clearly. Rashi, Lasu Yanashim says, Shechayavis and Mikra Megillah, Ukshayvis the Christ will hate Zichayim Medei Chavasa. They are kasha to read the Megillah and to emate Zichayim Medei Chavasa. Also, the Rambam is mashman that way, that Nashim can be emate Zianashim. Because the Rambam says, Akol Chayavim Mikriyasa, Anashim Venashim Gayim Vavadim Mishachroim. Everyone's Chayav and Kriyas Megillah, he makes no chilik at all between the Chayav of Anashim and the Chayav of Anashim. That's what he says in Loach Aleph. In Loach Beis, he says like this: Echad akariv echad hashemayim and akariv etzidei chavasei. V'hu sheyishu mishu chayiv b'kriyasa. Yaitzer, whether you hear it, whether you read it, or whether you hear it from somebody reading it, as long as the one who's reading it is chayiv b'kriyasa, l'fich amaya akariv katan eshayta shemayim and lo yatzah. So therefore, if the one who's reading it is a katan eshayta, then I'm a chayiv in the kriya, so not yaitzer. The Rambam previously said, Nashim Amachayiv in the Kriya. Here he's not Mamayit Nashim Bechlal. Sounds very clear the Rambam holds that if you hear the Megillah from Aisha, who's Chayim Bekriyasa, she's not a Katan or Shaita, so then you are Yaitza. And that's what the Magid Mishnah and the Gaius Maimonis are Medayik from the Rambam. The Ritva also says here that Aisha could be Maitzia Ish, but he says Aisha shouldn't be carried by Tzibur, she'ain't Zakavet at Tzibur. Now the Smag also seems to hold that way. But the Smag goes a step further than the Ritva, that the reason why, because of this time of covenant tzibah, she can't be mitzi. At least that's how Rabbi Eliezer Mizrachi and the Magen Avraham learned the Smag. The Smag says like this: Avagav the Nashim Chayavas and Mikra Megillah Eina Mitzias as Zecharim Val Tashiveni Ner Chanukah I Ner Chanukah the Mina Mamlika Isha Mamlekas the Mashma Afla Hitziish. So, since in Isha's Mechayevis in Erchanaka, she writes in Isha, why don't you say, Sevi Mamigillah? The Shani Mikra Megillah, she come a Kriya Satayra. Lakach Eina Mitzia Asa Ish. He says, the reason why is because it's like Kriya Satayra. Afa Vishayesh Dvaram Shekila Megillah Yasin Vatayra. There are things that will make a Megillah more than Tayra. Mizela Yakila. Now, why can't an Isha read the Tayra? It's a Gemara later, a Dafchav Gimel. Isha can't read the Tayra. The Gemara says, Kilim Mishim Kavan at Tzibur. So that's why the Achreinim, Rebellion Mizrahi, and others, the Magen Avraham brings it down, says the reason why they can't be Maitzi is because of Kavanat Tzibur. Now, Taisus and the other Rishayna bring the Bahag, that Aisha can't be, is Maitzi Mina, but not Maitzi Anashim. Now, the Shaila is why? Why shouldn't an Aisha be Maitzi an Ish? Taisus Masech Nesukah, which is brought down in the Gilyan Ashash, of Kvegas Mitzayinit, he says, Gazila Ben Milsa. So, that's the chayra, what the Smag is also saying, that you can't be Maitzi Anashim because of Kavanat Tzibur, and that's also a reason. The Ritva is Mashma, that's not a reason why she can't be Maitzi Anashim, it's just a reason why she can't read Betzibur. But the Smag is saying she b'chal can't be Maitzi Anashim because of Kavanat Tzibur, because of Zila Memulsa. So that's one mahal. So again, let's chazer over. Taisus started off saying that Nashim are Maitzi Anashim. A lot of Rishayim start off that way. Rashi in Erichin holds that way, the Rambam holds that way. The Ritva holds that way. So Kamer Rishayim hold that Noshim, that could be Maitzia Noshim. The Ritva mentions that a Isha can't read Betzibah, it's Kavanat Tzibur. The Smag goes further and says that she's not Maitzia Noshim because it's done with the Kriya Satayr, which is Lechayr also Kavanat Tzibur, and that's how Rebbe Eliezer Mizrachi and the Magen Avraham learned the Smag. And that's a reason not to be Maitzia, and that's really what it says in Masechta Sukkah. The problem is the Bahag is mashma something different. The Bahag says like this. The Lashon of the Bahag, we shouldn't bring it down, we have it in our edition of the Halachas Gedolos. Noshim Avadim Ketanim Ptur Mimikim Megillah. The Noshim Ptur Mimikim Megillah. Ela Shechayam Mimishma, the Gersa Sarash is Mishmiya. The Chai have to listen to it. The part of Mimikim Megillah, the Chai have to listen to the Megillah. Lama Shechayam Mimishmafik Lahashman Harigal. Arik Hoyal Vakolayim Mimishmaka Chokhayam Mimishma. So it's mashma that part of Mikra Megillah, the mechuyev and shmiyas Megillah. That's how the Rosh puts it. And it's mashma that chiyev is different than the chiyev of the anasha. The anasha mechayev and kriyas Megillah, and the anasha mechayev and shmiyas Megillah. And the Ramah granted Paskins, it's from the Mordechai B'Shem, the Rav Yoh, that when Isha makes a bracha on Mikra Megillah, she makes a bracha l'shmaya Megillah, not on Mikra Megillah. So you see, it's a different chiyev. But what's the pshat in that? Why should it be a different chiyuv? If Nashim HaChayav is a Mikra Megillah, why should it be a different chiyuv? So first, we have a shtickle from the Brisker Rav, which Reb Chaim Aaron Turchin brings in the Kuntres Chanukah Megillah, and the Brisker Rav said like this, when you have a chiyuv as Afinayah by Sanes, does that mean that there's no Ptur Mitzvah Seishu Zman Grama? So once you have, the Mal is a Ptur Mitzvah Seishu Zman Grama, Afinayah by Sanes says there's no Ptur Mitzvah Seishu Zman Grama. So once you have, there's no Ptur Mitzvah Seishu Zman Grama. So Mamela, the Chiyiv is the same. They have no Ptur, so they have the same Chiyiv. So Navada, the Kibbe might see. Oh no, Avon Ibn Eis is an Ayim Mechayiv. It's a different Mechayiv. There's a Chiyiv, Mikra Megillah, and I'll stand the notion of Ipatu because Mitzvah is my grammar. But there's another Chiyiv of Avon Ibn Eis and Eis that they have to do something for the Neis. The Rambam would hold the Safkar from the Ptur. So Mamela, he says that once you don't have the Ptur, so Mamela, the Chiyiv is the same as Anashim. So Mamela, we might see Anashim. But the Baha'i goes, no, it's a Naya Mechayev. Noshim Abturis. The regular Mechayev and Megillah you don't have. It's a Naya Mechayev. That Mechayev is only Shmiya. So Mel and Apartheid from the Ikedin Kriya, because of its station on Grama. What do they have? A Naya Mechayev, Afanaya Mechayev, it's a Mechayev Shmiya. That's not the same Chayev as Anoshim, and that's what it can't be Maitzi. Yep, that's how the Brisker Rav says it. But a lot of the Achrayim want to say it was better, a little bit more. What's the pshat? What's the gather of the chiyav anashim and the gather of the chiyav nashim? And the Mishnah of Stam say they have a mitzvah mikra megillah. Anashim are mechuyav stam that the mechuyav all mitzvah say. So mechuyav mitzvah megillah, but nashim be part. There's mitzvah shemayim grama. They have a new mechayav called afinayim baisaneis. That's not mechayav the same chiyav. That's mechayav and shmir. The Turi Evin says a gemal de gavur. The Turi Evin says mikra megillah is a chiyav midivre kabbalah. It's a tekanis neviim. Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemra. So mitzvah midivre kabbalah. Divre kabbalah kedivre teira dami. Mitzad yen achiv midivre kabbalah. He's going like Taisus. Taisus says here that Afanai ben Eis is not mechayiv midiraisa. It's only mechayiv midiraban. B'cholam, it's not a svar midiraisa. So who would then the din of divre kabbalah of Megillah also Afanai ben Eis wouldn't be mechayiv? It's an achiv midiraban. So Mele, come there's a whole different achiv. Anashim amechuyim midivre kabbalah. That has a din of divre teira. That's a tkanas neviim. Nashim won't have that chiyuv because Afanai ben Eis doesn't make the same chiyuv. Afanai ben Eis makes the chiyuv derabanan. That's what Taisa says. That's what Taisa says. You need a pasuk to be mechayiv nashim amatzi. You can't just say Afanai ben Eis because that wouldn't be chayiv midiraisa. You find Afanai ben Eis mechuyim derabanan. Chanukah bedal cases here you find it by Megillah, but by Megillah the pshat is it's mechayiv midirabanan. It's not mechayiv the same chiyiv the divrei kabbalah the chiyiv. So Mele, just like a mechuyiv the rabbanan can't be mitzi mechuyiv in the aisa, a mechuyiv the rabbanan can't be mitzi a mechuyiv in the divrei kabbalah. So anashim a mechuyiv meikin divrei kabbalah, anashim a mechuyiv the rabbanan. Mele, ain't the rabbanan mitzi the aisa, ain't the rabbanan mitzi a mechuyiv the divrei kabbalah. That's a three avid pshat. The Macheshes and the Arsameach was also mechayiv into this. He adds a knesh. We'll say in a second. The Mechashe says a different pshat. It says like this. It's a Gemara in Afil Ches. Karin Alpel Ayatza. Why? Because it says in the, it says by Megillah Yom Elim is Karin Venasim. And it says by the Mechias Amalek, Saiv Zayzi Karin Mesefa, Malahalim Mesefa, Afkam Mesefa. That's the Gemara learns that a Limud. How do you know you can't read Megillah Alpel? You learn in Xeri Shava. It says, Yom Elim is Karin Venasim. It says Lashon of Schira. It says, Saiv Zayzi Karin Mesefa, Malahalim Mesefa, Afkam Mesefa. In fact, the Macheshes, why do you learn it from Zachas Yom Shabbos the Katshe? You don't need a Sefer. It says, it's Karim Vinasim. It says, Zachas Yom Shabbos the Katshe. Mal halam bapeh, afkam bapeh. It's like the Macheshes, not. The Pshat is, Ksav Zayis the Karim Vinasim is talking about Amalek, By Megillah also, there's a kiyum of Zekaron HaMalek. And Zekaron HaMalek has to be in the Sefer. Says the Rabban really says this, I'll tell you, Sefer Parshas Kiseitze. On the mitzvah of Zekar Sha'aslach HaMalek, he says, one shan in the Pasuk, Zekar Sha'aslach HaMalek means the Kriya of the Sefer. And that's a smach, Lemikri Megillah Menatayr. So you see him Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zekaron HaMalek, by Rini Megillah. As I said, the Rabban, Sefer Parshas Kiseitze. That was the mashman in the Gemara also. The Gemara in Davam, that the Esther asked the Chacham Kesvuni L'Dayrus, right? The Megillah L'Dayrus. And they said they can't, but then they found the Pasuk that says they could, because it says Ksav Zeis Zekaron B'Sefer, Ksav Zeis was written in the Torah, Zekaron is written in Nevi'im, and B'Sefer is written in Megillah. So you see, the writing in Megillah is a kiyum of writing Mechiyas HaMalek. So he says, Kum Dais, there's really two mitzvahs in Megillah. There's a mitzvah B'Sum Enisa, there's also a mitzvah of Zekar She'asal HaMalek. So Mamela, the Sefer Chinuch says that Nashim Apata from Zekaron HaMalek. Yeah, Mechashis talks about it. There's a discussion why Mechashis Chinuch is bothered by it. But that's what we're ending on that way. That Nashim Apata from Parshas Zachar from Parshas HaMalek. So Mamela, good. So I was saying, Nashim have two mitzvahs. They have a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, Pesum Enisa. They also have a mitzvah of Zekaron HaMalek. And Nashim are only Mechayiv, Afinayiv, Beis, and Eis is only Mechayiv them in the Pesum Enisa. It's not mechayiv them in this Zekaron HaMalek. So Mele can't be meitzi anashim. Mamish Dar Sameach says the same shtickle in the beginning of Hilchos Megillah, but he's meisiv a knage. He says this, in the Eichas of the Kriya it's different because the din b'sefer is a din in the mechias HaMalek. That's what the Mechashis is saying. Dar Sameach agrees to him. If it wouldn't be for the din of Zekaron HaMalek, you'd be able to be Karan Alpeh. You learn out that you can't Karan Alpeh Liatza from Ksav Zay Zekaron b'sefer. In other words, and you need, because Megillah is similar to Amalek, that Mekayim the mitzvah Amalek with Megillah. So I was saying, Nashim don't need the Ksav. And Nashim need a Kriya Mitech Ksav. Nashim don't need a Kriya Mitech Ksav. So they can't be Meitzi Anashim, it's a different Chiyav. And Nashim have a Chiyav of Skiris Amalek, which is Mekayim Mitech Ksav. Nashim don't need Mitech Ksav. That's what Dar Sameach says. And Stipla, Rana says, two more things that he says, that a nashim a mechuyev in Megillah and nashim not. One is in our Gemara. The Gemara says Purim Shchalis B'Shamis Shailim V'Darishim B'Nyanu Shal Yoyim. So the Gemara says Ma'ir Purim Afil Yom Tev Nad. Tanya Meisha Tikalem Yisrael Shailim V'Darishim Each Yom Tev. So the Gemara says Purim B'Tzrichale You Think Nigzim Mishun The Rabbah Kamash Malon. Now Taisa says that this is only when Purim's on Shabbos, because otherwise you mekayim the Shailim V'Darishim B'Nyanu Shal Yoyim Ayidei the Kriyas Megillah. So you see, Amarin Digazach, this is the Kanas Meshur Abenu, to be Shel Vadarshim Yana Shalyayim. And when it's not Shabbos, you Mekayim the Kriyas Megillah. I can think, when it's Shabbos, you need Taka Bezundu Shel Vadarshim Yana Shalyayim. Now this din, that Shel Vadarshim Yana Shalyayim, is a din Chiyiv Talmud Torah, Avada only Anoshim Amachliyiv, not Noshim. So I Vazai, Nashim can't be Meitzi Anashim because they Mechuyiv al another Chiyiv, al Chalam Daish Menem Shem, which Nashim don't have this Chiyiv. Then he says another thing. The Gemara later asks, why don't we say Halim for it? Well, later in the Perek. Because the Kavachayim, Mamma Avdus Lechayir, Sayyim Shir, Misal Chayim, Al Kol Shkain. So Gemara is a few Turitzim. One of the Turitzim is Rav Nachman says the Kriyas Megillah is a Halim. The Stipla says that this is the Teretz that the Bahag brings down. But the reason why I don't say Halim for it is because Kriyas Megillah is a Halim. Now, Nashim Apturisim Halal. It's a Mishnah in Sukkah that says that if he has an Isha or a Kadin saying Halal, he has to say what they say. So, Mamela, because they can't be Meitzim Shmeikah, and not Mechuyib Bedavar. So, Mamela, Baita. The Isha has a Chiyiv Mitzad Kriyas Halal, and the Isha doesn't have a Chiyiv Halal. So, Mamela, she can't be Meitzim Ish, which is Mechuyib and Kriyas Halal. So, let's just chazer over. Kama Rishainim hold that Anashim could be Meitzi Nashim, the Rambam, the Ridva, Rashi and Erechin, the Rishayim, he also the Ridva, the Ran also holds the way Ledina. But the Bahag says he can't. What's the Pshat he can't? The Smag is Mashim because of Kavanat Tzibur, and that's a reason not to be Meitzi. He says his name in the Kriya Satayr. But the Bahag itself is Mashim, it's a different Chiyiv. The Pterim, the Kriya Kugil, the only Chiyiv in Shmir. But what's the Pshat in that? The Biskiravi said over, says, not Afinayev Beisanei, it's not Mechayev, the same Chiyiv, it's not Afkon, the Pterim decision. We're almost saying, Nayim Mechayev, not necessarily the same Mechayev. The Terevin says that Afinayev Beisanei is only a Chiyiv Durabbanon, like Taisus here says, and Megillah is more than a Durabbanon, Megillah is Medivin Kabbalah. The Mecheshes and Arsameach say that Kriyas Megillah is also a Zichur and Amalek, but that's only for Anashim. Anashim are Mechuyim and Zichur and Amalek. The Steinpler brings that Anashim will also be Mechayim Latshalm and Darshim and Anashayim. And also he says, Anashim Mechayim Latz Kriyas Hal, Anashim are Mechuyim and Kriyas Hal. Now let's see the next Sugya. The Gemara says, V'am Reb Shu Malevi Chayvan and Likris is a Megillah be Milo Shneisim B'yayim. Because it says, L'kim Eker Yayim and Leistan of Alad Emili. So Mechayim feed the Megillah twice, B'yayim and B'layla. So Taisa says, Aymeri, Ava Gavda Mevarek Zman B'layla, even though you say Shechera B'nayt, Chayzim Mevarek Chayzim B'yayim. Why? The Iker Pesum Enisa have a Kriya of the Yomam. The main Pesum Enisa is the Kriya of the Yayim. And all the Rishayim quote this not from the Riva for Bein Atam. The Rishayim, the Rajma, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Ran, the Mardukhai, the Gais Maimon, the Bein Yeruchim, they all quote this Rishayim, the Bein Atam, and the Maskim to Bein Atam, that even though you said Shechianu by night, you have to say it again by day, because Ikka Kriya is B'yayim. Taisus brings two rais. One is that the Gemara says, Ekriyayim was son of El Demili. It sounds like even though it's Ekri Yemim, I'm still Ekri Balayla. It sounds like the Ikir is by day, because that was said first. And then he brings another ayah, because since you see by the Suda, the main Suda is B'yayim, and we know Iskish is Seel is Schira, so just like a Seel, the Suda has to be B'yayim, so Schira is B'yayim, right? Since the Ikir is B'yayim. The Yushainim also bring a ayah from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Afkafim Abay, he says, Kol HaYayim K'sher L'Mekir G'riyas Megillah. It doesn't say anything about the Layla. And the Mishnah before that, Nafchafa Menalef, Ein Kain is begun Shetanetz Bechama. That's a Kriya B'yayim. It doesn't mention the Kriya B'layla. Now the Gemara asks the Kash, the Gemara says, Leimet Tevet Yuvdi Reb Shuvim and Levi, that says, Chayim Adam, Likris is Megillah B'al Shneis and B'yayim, and the Gemara says, Ki Ketani Ad Yama. It's talking about the Kriya of the Yayim. But still, since the Nice of the Mishnah only mentioned the Yayim, that's a Raya of the Yayim is the Iker. Now, what did Rishayim mean that the Yayim is the Ikka? What's the Taincha of Rishayim and the Yayim is the Ikka? So, the Achrayim, Shayim will say this clearly, but the Achrayim, the Turi Evan, the Pnei Yeshua, the Neid of Yehuda, and others, Neid Buddha Simim and Aleph and Madura Kama, that the Tekonis Anshik Nezek Dela was B'yayim. That was the Tekonah. The Tekonah of the Chiyim Midivri Kabbalah, the Tekonis Nevi'im, which is Kain Devitai, that's B'yayim. Because V'yam Ne'elu, Niskarim V'nasim. Just like Sudas Purim, Shas Baal Asa Kavasukah says B'yamim. So who would it? Iskish Chiyam Asiyah. So it's B'yayim. Now V'as is the Tekanah's Chom to also Lein B'layla. But that was a Shbetetika Tekanah. That was a Tekanah's Derabana. Just in Mekayim the Pasuk, L'kai Kriyam V'lestanim V'lademili, L'man Zinech Kavai, we learned from these Pesukim, and they wanted to have it as a zeicher for the neis to have Yom and Laila, but that wasn't the din kriya that the Anshei Hasdeilu Masaken. So Mela, that's why you can make a Shechianu. You are Mekayim the mitzvah of Anshei Hasdeilu. Mekayim a Naya din, a din of Lishnayis Sibiyim, a din of saying it twice. So you say Shechianu when you first have that din, but now you have a new din, the Ikka din of Anshei Hasdeilu, you didn't do yet, is so Mela you say another Shechianu. So this is Kamer Rishayim that bring down the Rabbeinu Tam. And Ravenem and Maskim to Rabbeinu Tam that the Ikka Kriya is B'yayim. There are Rishayim that hold that way. The Rambam L'chayr doesn't hold that way. The Rambam says Mitzvah Likris is Kula. U'mitzvah Likris is B'layla U'B'yayim. V'chol Alayla Kash L'Kriyas. Layla V'chayim Kash L'Kriyas Yayim. It's a Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. It's not Mitzvah Likris is B'layla U'B'yayim. It doesn't mention any chila between the Kriyas Layla and Yayim. Chol Alayla Kash L'Kriyas Layla V'chayim Kash L'Kriyas Yayim. It's much better both the same. That alone wouldn't be 100% mechuch, but the Rambam Granda says mefurish that b'yayim yinat chayzim mevarach shechianu. Not like your Bein Utam and the Rishayim that say you do. And the Chayyim, that's the reason. Because he doesn't know the Kakriya b'yayim. But the B'yayim Gras is interesting. The B'yayim Gras mashmet, the Rambam could also the Kakriya b'yayim, even though he says you don't make a shechianu. Because he brings the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, that when you make a shechianu on the Asiyas HaSukkah or the Asiyas HaLulav, so then you yaitse the shechianu, even though you didn't do the mitzvah yet. But you had an asiyah. So here also, it's like Gara me asiyah, even though you didn't do the Ikka mitzvah yet, but you made a shechianu on the mitzvah, the shechianu on the Kriyas Laila is like Gara from a shechianu on asiyah sukkah, asiyah sukkah. That's what the Gayan says. But as I, Lulay Divri Agra, I don't think maybe the Rambam just means that he doesn't know the Ikka Kriya B'yamama. He owes them both the same. He doesn't say anything about it. So you have another Rishon, which is pretty clear that way. The Marachai brings from the Rav Yo, the Marachai a little bit later. He says you have to make a Suda's Purim both B'yayim and B'layla. Just like Kriya, there's a din, you do both B'yayim and B'layla. So Suda's Purim, you have to do both B'yayim and B'layla. Because Iskish Kriya Lasiya, Vayamel Niskarim Vinasa, like we had before, Iskish Kriya Lasiya, and then Hekish Lanachsa. That's what the Ravya says. So the Marachi says, what does it mean? The Gemara says, before it's not the way. The Gemara says, Sudis Purim, Sha'achab Lal, Yatsudei Chavasi, not Yetzi, because as you may Mishta Visimcha. How could you say you need both? So the Bach in Simon Tafri Sadakei is Miyashiv the Ravya. And he says that the Suda Chashuva B'ribi Haminim has to be done Nafka B'yayim, the Ikka Suda. But the Maisin also has to be a Suda B'layla, just like the Kriya has to be B'yayim B'layla, there has to be a Suda B'yayim B'layla. Now if he's learning enough from Iskish Shkir La'asiyah, the Mashmoy says that that is also a din, that Mitzad, the Etzim Megillah, there's a din that it's B'layla. That's not Manai Tekana. If it's not Manai Tekana, so how do you have right to Shtel Etzu to the Suda? Alamayim, that's Taka Ikadin and Megillah to have a B'yayim and Malayla, and that's why Shtelz Asudu Asudu also. Now it's very interesting, the Shiltash of Mechayi Gain says like this, this is the Lashon. The Shiltash of Mechayi Gain is a parish of Yaakov Shiltash Samach Zayin. The Mechayim in the basis Shalom Mikim Megillah Ba'urta the Tleisa Yema Liyarech Adanagir Abesa, the Chuyi of the Klai Yisrael to read the Megillah at night, the night of the 13th, the one that comes before the 14th. Even though you read it by night, you have to also read it again by day. Sounds a missile that the Ikka din is by night, and even though you read it by night, you also have to do it again by day. Not mamish mochrich, the Sefer Rekech is also mashamay. Hilchos Brachos, at the end of Shimon Shin Sama Gimel, he's discussing when do you say al, when does the Berachos HaMitzvah say al, like al mikra megillah, and when do you say lo, like the Shmaya Kal Shefa Ukadaima, or the Satif Mitzitzis, or whatever it is. But he writes that Mikra Megillah, since the Iker is Belial, that's what make a bracha al Mikra Megillah. So it's a mashma the Kriyas Laila is Iker. But Lachai Shver, why should the Kriyas Laila be Iker? To say they're both equal like in here. To say the Yayim is Iker, because that's the Yimei Mishnah Vesimcha, the Laila is just Lashanaisa. But that the Laila should be the Iker, when it says Yimei Mishnah Vesimcha, what happened to the Iskish Chiyu Ma'asiyah? Not 100% sure. There's one more Nakuda. The Rosh brings another ayah, the Kriya the Imam Iker from the Kfar. Right, we have it for the Kfar Makdim Liyam Aknisa. Now, the Kfar Makdim Liyam Aknisa, they came by day. They came, according to Rashi, they came for a Din Torah. According to the Rishayim, they came to the Kriya Satayim, but that was by day. So, what happened to the Kriya by night? So the Rosh says like this. The Rosh says, since Kfar Makdim Liyam Aknisa, Mestam B'yayim B'yayim L'shmayis L'megillah, Shabayim L'kray Kriya Satayah, Alma, now the Chayyim, what it means is they didn't do the Kriya by night. That's the Chayyim, what it means. So, since Ikr Kriyas HaBiyayim, by Kfarim, they weren't Mechayiv them to be Kriya by night. The Arzuah says it more first. The Arzuah says that Vice Dice, since the Kfarim, they were Medim Liyam HaKnisa, and Avadah they came in by day, he says, Ubalai lo yeshayimim. Ubalai they didn't even go up. Vayayitzi midei chavasim, Ashasham b'yayim, Shamiyam Ikr HaKriya. So how can they make a takana for the kvarim to makdim in the knisa? They only come by day. The Torah says, "Vice is the day is the ikur." The Ran also, and early on the Mishnah, on the ikur takana, the Ran on the Mishnah earlier says, "Efshid loikarlam nekvarim the megillah the ayimikur like he explained the kashem shekilam nekvarim lahakdim kach akilah shalikris el megillah shaliyay." So the Rosh and the Arzurua and the Ran brings it the Torah's Efshir says Bechal the Kfarim didn't read the Megillah by night, and that's a Ryan that Ikka Kriya B'yayim, so they won't make them, that they don't have to read it by night. But the Ran says it's also Efshir they were Kareinus Abayla B'yachid Ulamacha Kareinus Abayaris Ma'asara. That's what the Ran says. There's a possibility that maybe they didn't read the Megillah by night; they just read it B'yachid, and they read it at Bayayaris Ma'asara. And the Rashba says that here. The Rashba Ifanart says that clearly. He starts off with the Raya of the Rosh, that you see the Kfarim didn't lay in by night, they came in by day, Vaisis the Kriya the Imam Ikir, but then he says, that can't be. Because Vaisis a Chiyah by night. You can't say the Kfarim didn't have to do a Chiyah by night, why not? Must be, they did a Chiyah, they did the Kriya by night. They did it by themselves, but they're Gdiliyah Meknisik, they Shikur Vitzibur. Now that goes into the Machlekes we mentioned in the first part, in that phase. The Rashi says that the Kfarim didn't know how to read the Megillah. So you can't say that they read the Megillah by night, B'yachad, they didn't know how. So obviously, according to Rashi, you're going to have to say like the Rosh, like the Arzurua, like the first side of the Ran, that they didn't read it all by night. And the Utaka B'yariah, that the Ikka Kriya is Miyamama. But according to the Rishayim that hold that the Kfarim could read the Megillah, it's just they couldn't gather, that's the problem. They didn't have a Rav Majus Melech, that's why they came in early. So the Maisa by night, they anyway couldn't gather. So they read it along with that Rav Majus Melech by night. That's what the Rajba says in the Ran. What's interesting is the Ritva, who also says this, the Ritva here also says that the Kfarim read it themselves by night. That's what he says. But the Ritva says that he thinks they weren't makdim the Kriya by night b'chal. Why should they? The Kfarim, the day Kriya, they went to the Ayaris, the Amekniso, or the Amiskabits in the Kfar, like we discussed on, early on that Beis, and they read it earlier because they couldn't be Miskabits. They didn't want to be Miskabits twice, it would have been a Tircha. They had a cooler to read it earlier. But the night Kriya, why should they be makdim? The night Kriya, they read it in the Kfar, the Yachid, and they read it at night in Yadalad. But the Rashi and the Ran are pretty clear that no, they were makdim the Kriyas Laila also, and they read it on the night before the Yom HaKnisa. So it's an interesting machloikis. There is a shita, like we said, the Rosh and the Arzeruah, and one side of the Ran, the Bechal, they read it by night. Okay. But there is a shita, they read it by night, they just read it biyachid. But which night? The Rashi and the Ran say, they read it the night before the Yom HaKnisa. The Dvar says, no, they read it night Yidal. Why should they read it night before Yom HaKnisa? By the day which they're going to be miskavitz, they can only miskavitz the end of Knesset, so they look good, they read it early. But anyway, reading it alone in the Kfar. So what's the difference if you read it alone in the Kfar early, you might as well read it be a Dalad. So what's the Svaris of Machlekes? So Megatracht, what's this din of reading it twice? According to the Dvar, there's two separate chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv by day, a chiyuv by night, two separate things. Good, the ik is by day, fine. But the mice of the night, it's not an ikr. But the night is another chiyuv. So Mela, the Chiyah by day, you want to be done, Rav Majus Melech, and Makhlem Yem Meknisa, but it's anyway not Chayach, you're going to read it B'yachid, so you might as well read it B'yadalad. Now Shaykh and the Rashman, the Ran hold, it's one thing, it's one package. Echo Yem Leysan of El Demili, the Mayas Mechavim Leidam, it's one package. If you be Makhlem the Kriya by day, so that's alone a Sivat you Makhlem the Kriya by night. The Din is read it by day and by night, just like you Makhlem the Kriya by day, you also Makhlem the Kriya by night.